Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So yeah, T-Rail the mama.
Yeah, man. T-Rail is the mama of the group.
This is the T-Rail the mama. T-Rail be acting like a mama.
Yep. Six mama.
God damn.
I can't be the nigga daddy.
Nope.
Nah.
Pause. You give mama vibes.
Daddy sauce.
You give mama vibes.
You give mama vibes.
Daddy sauce. You fuck with the daddy sauce?
Pause.
What the fuck is that?
Hey, yo.
Why is it pause? That is your the homeboy establishment.
That is our homie's establishment.
Yes.
Well, you guys have a homie that has a sauce called daddy sauce?
Yes.
Wait, are you only sell sauces or like?
That's your homie too.
And y'all ate it? Don't put the homie tag
so
on.
Obina, oh, Obina, not y'all so Obina not your homie.
I'm talking about
so
y'all
So Obina not your homie.
Y'all ate something called daddy sauce?
Yes. I ate it and it was good.
Oh. I had the case of sauce. I don't know about him.
And it was good.
Oh, wow. It was good. I dipped my corn in there.
Oh, bro. Oh, just dipped the corn.
Wait a minute.
The way you explain it. Okay. I dipped my corn in there.
You dipped your corn in daddy sauce.
You and AD did a food show.
No, no. You dipped your corn in daddy sauce, and it was good.
It was crazy.
Daddy sauce.
Shout out to daddy sauce.
Shout out to daddy sauce.
White claws, dog. At 10 a.m., man.
10 a.m., early morning wake up.
Yeah, man.
10 to drinking liquor is crazy.
I mean, if you're out of town, right?
If they're not out of town.
No, you're out of town, it's crazy.
If we at home, though. Wake up and just, yah.
Yeah, when you're at home, it's different.
What's the first thing you think when you see somebody drinking early in the morning and out of town?
Degenerate.
Loser. Or they stress, huh?
They alky.
I be like, loser. If a nigga waking up drinking Hennessy at 10 in the morning, that's like,
that's
out here.
That's why I gotta be Hennessy.
I'm just saying, like, Hennessy.
Yeah, but why you get offended like you own the brand?
But you
why I gotta be Hennessy? Why can't it be nothing
that's
else?
That's my favorite drink. That's all I drink.
Are you be drinking Hennessy at 10 a.m.?
Hennessy and oranges. No, I'm saying that's all I drink is Hennessy. That's why I said, why Hennessy?
I've never seen you drink Hennessy.
I've never seen him drink Hennessy in my life.
That's all I drink.
I never seen him drink tequila like that.
Yeah, that's all I drink is Hennessy and oranges.
Hey, does tequila make you violent?
Well, any drink make me violent.
No, you know what's crazy? I feel like the roles are reversed. I feel like Latinos, they get violent with dark liquor, and I feel like black people get violent with tequila.
No, dark liquor is worse.
Really?
Hennessy.
I'm
here to tell you, black people get violent with any liquor.
No. I have homies that can't drink liquor at all. But what I'm saying, me off dark liquor, I'm more like of a dick. Off tequila, I'm nice, like lovey, I want to dance and
really?
Shit. But off like any dark, I'm a piece of shit.
I mean, probably because a lot of women like to drink tequila, so you around some vibes, and you know what I'm saying? You doing that.
So tell me, how do you, so you
alky then?
Because you drinking White Claw in the morning. That's alcohol.
Yeah,
I'm bullshit. He's trying, right?
He's trying.
For sure. No, I'm bullshit.
Are you going through something?
Am I going through
something?
Are you going through something?
Yeah, it's been too much, man. You know, just been a lot of stuff going around and just a lot of drama, you know. And
that you started?
Yeah, you know, just so that's what I don't care about.
Self-inflicted.
Hey, bro, off camera, if you guys ever see Pun and T-Rail have a conversation, it's like this super grown kid conversation that they have where, like, either one will say something and just, like, shut up, bitch. And I'm like, let the man talk. Like, goddamn.
Well, bro, they've been around each other for 20-plus years.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? He be projecting a lot because he be going through stuff, too. And he don't be...
Nah, look. I'm going to tell you one thing about Pun.
Bro.
Pun is very rare to see this man vulnerable.
Yeah.
He be at home.
I've seen him vulnerable, and I'm telling you, they ain't the person.
Vulnerable, like, explain.
He was crying?
No.
But elaborate.
AD is one of the people who, if I do choose to open up to somebody, yeah, which is rare, it'll be AD.
Yeah, open up.
So who do you open up to?
Like, nigga, my girl, AD, or me and Fred. Like,
that's it.
That's it.
Hey, boy, damn, why now? Why not T-Rex?
What I'm saying, what
hell fucking no. Hell,
like,
fuck. That's the last person in the world.
You're like, get over it, bitch.
Hey, you know what's crazy? You guys project this, but I've gone through some shit. I've caught T-Rail. He's nice. I swear to God.
That's, listen.
No, but maybe because of
clips.
But maybe rare.
Not dead ass. No, that's it. I think why, because he really look at you like a little brother.
Yeah,
so he's asking you or like for fatherly advice or big brother
fatherly advice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Why you mad? Cause he don't baby you. Actually, he babies you the most, bitch. He babies you the most.
He don't baby me. He don't baby me.
I'm surprised you're not on his taxes this year, bitch.
He don't baby me at all. I promise you, he don't.
Oh my gosh, Mac.
Well, you see something different that I don't see. Because I get the blues. I don't see no baby.
I get the blues.
For real.
No. You don't get the blues, Mac.
I get the blues. I can't do shit
with okay, wait. Hold on.
Without
hold on.
Me getting caught.
Constructive criticism is not the blues.
It ain't constructive.
He's telling it, so he's hating it.
Constructive criticism.
He hating you then. He hating on you.
What have I said to you lately?
Show up.
No,
wake up. Go to the doctor.
You over here shaking.
Well, I ain't shaking, nigga.
What have I said?
Ain't got to be explained. You know what you're saying.
I ain't saying nothing. You lying.
I'm not lying.
Why you over here telling me?
I never lie on you.
So what have I told you recently?
A lot. I ain't got to.
Like what?
What's understood ain't got to be explained.
You bullshit.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to call you out on it when you do it again. I'm going to give you a pass and I'm going to just call you out.
I just need to know.
No, I'm gonna let you know.
It's cool. He a pathological liar. It's cool.
Yeah, okay.
Damn.
He's a habitual liar.
Habitual liar.
Damn.
Whoa.
So let me tell you what I have a lot about.
Well, I was off on big. Let's go.
You're a habitual liar.
And that's so funny. Let's arguing here. Look at each other. Man, let's save it for Friday.
Let's save it for Friday.
That shit balled up. On Friday, I should start going nuts.
Speaking of going nuts, man, that third episode on Monday was crazy. Shout out to y'all.
Cartel Bo.
Yeah.
That's his name?
Let's get back to you and Trey.
Let's get back to his vulnerability.
His vulnerability.
He reversed it right back.
Get back to that vulnerability because you need to elaborate. Like, so how you get vulnerable? Like,
it's rare though.
But these suck a couple walls.
I don't
walls.
Even see anything that will bother you.
Okay, look, I can say this, right? And I ain't putting this business out there. Life-changing events is the only time that I've ever seen him vulnerable. Like, he had something real, real bad happen to him.
What happened to me?
No, like, he had something real, real bad happen to him, and it, nigga, you know something probably really bothered a nigga when he just, like, is normal. And I'm looking at cuz, I'm like, well, you good? Like, ain't nothing. And I'm just like, it probably is, though, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I try to get my AD therapist mode and shit like that, but yeah.
Pastor AD.
Yeah, Pastor AD shit.
Pastor AD.
Yeah,
it happened, man. We go through life shit.
Yeah.
He been through a lot of real shit, bro. He don't talk about it.
Yeah, we go through life.
So kind of like when he see other people, like, you know, getting mad about situations or see certain situations, he like, man, that shit ain't nothing.
Yeah. That's cool. You'll be all right. Yeah.
It's probably something to them, though.
No, it is something to them.
Go ahead, Smack.
So you're right.
Just saying ain't nothing. Just because yours is a little more.
Nah, but if you know his upbringing, if you know how he was, like, man, they used to hogtie this guy.
They probably,
you know what I'm saying?
They probably used to hogtie the next person too and do a worse.
You been hogtied before?
No, I said the person.
Like a little pig?
Never.
They like a little pig.
They hogtied the puns?
You going through something?
Hell no, I'm blessed.
Don't lie to us, man.
The fuck, I
gotta
say no therapist to real bitch. I'm
blessed. Right. Hey, we all need therapy, bro.
My foot? Yeah, I'm going through something. My foot, that's it.
Hey, we all need therapy, bro.
See, hold on. Look, I asked you, was you going through something?
No, my foot.
So you trying to put it off like if I got something going on in my head or some family? No, I ain't got nothing.
It could be something.
I'm going through something on my foot, and I ain't even going through that because I'm downhill. Like, this is old news.
Bro, that's not old news.
You're like, you about to cry.
That's still affecting you right now. How is that affecting
that
you right now?
That shit affect the fuck out of me if I can't walk.
That shit is not affecting him. That nigga at the motorcycle club dancing on one fucking leg, turning the fuck up.
He's not.
Yeah, until he go to the hospital and he FaceTime. Yeah, I'm not gonna take the time.
Oh, that's what be happening?
That ain't cool.
You
know what I'm
saying? You're gonna throw me under the bus. There's no one right there. There's no one right there. He don't baby me. You know what I'm saying? He just put my personal business.
Why you look at me?
Because you said he baby me. He just put my
my personal business. I FaceTime.
That's what parents do. That's what parents do.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so he don't bake me.
That's what parents do.
That's why I said I wouldn't tell that nigga shit.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm learning today. I'm living and learning. I live and learn. And don't call that bitch.
You
don't
use it against us, girl.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why you're a habitual liar, too. Back to him calling me a habitual liar because he didn't already
you call me a what's
on Monday.
Like?
We explained all of this. And I said,
did you
call.
Bring it up?
Yeah, I brought it up already.
He you brought it up.
But why you bring it up
that's
again?
That's cold, bro.
Like you always bring it up.
What you mean? Because I want to explain to the people why you missed your
you
days.
You ain't got to explain to them the whole detail and the truth. Just
you said you missed your days. And I said, yeah, you FaceTime.
He FaceTimed me crying. It's not coming out. No.
I didn't say it's not. That's love.
No, you got snot coming out your nose?
I probably did.
But you going through some stuff.
What you going through, Terrell, in life? What are you
bro,
going
you going through
okay,
shit.
Okay, we understand that. We know that. We identified that. Now, what are you going through in
bro,
life?
We was when I seen you at 9 o'clock in the morning, right? You was on the couch sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your phone was on.
Yeah.
You had church music on your phone. Sleep to church music.
I had church music or Charleston White playing.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You church is Austin White is great.
I'm going to have both playing on my
sleep
phone.
Sleeping with Austin White is wild.
Makes sense.
What you mean? Because you got up and you switched your phone.
Gang. Switched the phone.
You switched the video.
I never had no church. I don't got no type of church music in
you
my album. Bro,
you had church music playing.
Nothing is wrong with church music, bro.
If something is wrong with going sleeping with Austin White.
If anything, I respect you more. He's trying to get your spiritual connection right. on.
And it is something going to sleep to Charleston White.
To Charleston
that's crazy.
White is great.
I love. No, it's not. That I could really fall asleep listening to him because I like his album really.
I'm Daddy Sauce.
I do it every night.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Truth in the detail.
Daddy Sauce.
If I can't sleep, I just throw some of that on and listen to it.
He's trying
to
do whatever he likes. Charleston White put you to sleep.
Y'all young bullets.
Hey, Charles is gonna tell you, hey, kill that nigga T-Rail. He gonna think about it. I got you up.
I got
kill
you up.
Kill T-Rail.
I got you up.
Kill T-Rail. Listen to me.
Listen every night, listen to him. That's
this
wild.
Is what you do when you wake up.
He listening to that. I'm like, you letting that nigga train your brain.
Yeah, he said some wild shit. Why you falling asleep listening?
And he's letting a nigga train your brain.
That's crazy.
He's not training my brain.
If anybody's gonna have a cult in this century, it's gonna be that guy right there, Charleston White. He smacked this.
Have a cult?
Yeah, who knows? That motherfucker wild.
Have a cult?
I wouldn't say a cult.
Training the brain, going crazy. See, that's why niggas want to ask what happened about the episodes and all that old
look,
crazy.
That's
shit.
Why he want to use this for. That's why they want to ask you about them. Your deliveries be watered down in week, bro. I tell you, every fucking day of the week.
I'm just trying to calm it down. I brought it up so he couldn't bring it up. So now we can discuss.
Discuss. What do you want to talk about, King Tyrell?
I don't know. So what you think?
Mental warfare.
Think about what?
What do you think
King
about
King
everybody speaking giving you King ridicule and you know what I'm saying? And being kind of hard on you from your last episode you had on Back on Feed.
And which one was that?
Maxo Cream, Cartel Bo.
I'm not worried about everybody entitled to their opinion, so I can't get mad or say what everybody, oh, they criticize, they saying this. They got the right to say what the fuck they want to say. More power to you. I salute you.
What happened?
Nothing. He asked a nigga what his Zodiac sign was.
That was wild. That was wild. But what happened, though?
What AD said.
The look on T-Rail's face, I think it was like,
wait. Who asked you what your Zodiac sign was?
But he was Cream? That was Smack. Smack had a real, he was getting somewhere with that. But
yeah.
It comes
yeah,
off.
Yeah, don't awkward. Knock him. Don't knock him. Damn.
But it does come off awkward. A guy asked another guy that in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah, so what's your sign?
Yeah. Wait, who asked you that?
Smack asked one of our guests what was his Zodiac sign.
Did it have anything to do with the conversation?
No.
But it was like, hey, man, I drive a Lexus.
That was
but
my personal
no, rapper. No, but you got to respect that he trying to get in his interview mode and shit like
but then,
that.
But then, how did the guest
nigga
react?
E for effort, nigga.
How did the guest react?
He wasn't fucking
ask him. Let's
oh,
let's
he wasn't show. Fucking with it?
Nah, he wasn't.
Wait, Max or Cartel Bo?
Cartel Bo.
He fresh out of, what are you like, 75 days out of jail?
Yeah, he fresh out the feds.
So imagine being out of
how
jail, nigga,
doing the
what's your sign?
4 years.
Like, what, nigga?
4 years?
Man,
nigga,
four years.
Nigga, did
you want the daddy sauce?
That nigga did a turn around.
You ain't did that.
Cause I'm blessed, nigga. I ain't no
fucking get caught. Not a turn around, bitch.
You only do two days in jail. You go in a day.
Oh my god, bro.
Hey, Smack is done.
How? But okay. But was he offended, like, in a sense to where, like, oh, he's kind of like, like, that shit was pointless? Or
he only got offended when he fucked his name up 15 times.
Oh, shit. But to be fair,
what he kept calling us?
Smack fuck everybody's name up like
Mexican
that.
Mexican cartel.
What the fuck?
That's what they mean on.
I didn't mean on.
Mexican cartel.
As soon as the nigga got in the room, he was like, the nigga told me your name. He was like, I thought you was Mexican, my boy.
I did.
Mexican cartel.
Anything with cartel on it,
mafia, cartel.
I'm thinking of you, Southsider or some shit.
Yeah, he called the nigga Southsider like three times.
Where's he from, Texas?
Yeah.
The dude is from Texas.
A
cartel
big corn fan nigga too, though, with a name called Mexican Cartel or whatever.
No, that's not his name.
His name is Cartel Bo. Bro, the name's on the fly, and to be honest, it's not even a hard name. You could have just called him Bo or just Cartel.
I mean,
but his name was, but it's Smack, obviously.
He's like, bro.
Smack don't know his own name.
Hey, Mexican Cartel. Hey, Mexican Cartel. What's your Zodiac sign?
Imagine you going to do an interview and a nigga keep fucking your name up. That's like super disrespectful. Imagine you
no,
know you
not
going,
if he don't know no better. He really trying to get my name. And don't
No. Ain't no
don't
better.
Don't try to. Don't. Don't try to. There's your answer, Cartel Bo.
Don't try to. Cop with that fucking word. Don't try to justify it, nigga. I didn't know. I didn't. It ain't like I meant malice when I did it. Like, I'm gonna call him Mexican Bo and to get him on the mat. Like, you feel me? No, it's Cartel Bo. I didn't know. It ain't like I was doing Mexican it on purpose. It was a real genuine accident. A real jig from my heart. It was an accident. I didn't mean no malice, no harm. So if somebody fucked up with my name, why would I get mad at them?
Bo Jackson.
Really Let me tell you why, Smack. Yeah. So it don't come from T-Real. It's because you're supposed to be professional. If somebody is taking their time to come to your platform, they're assuming that you did your research about them and know something about them.
But
and ask them
also,
questions.
But no,
not called a Mexican Bo and shit.
No, but Cartel Bo is that's fucking hilarious. But also, I don't know his name
Mexican
either.
Bowl.
Mexican Bo?
No, it's
see? So now he's out.
I saw this
thing. You feel people call you Mexican OT?
I laugh about it. But they did it one time and they corrected it.
Didn't
they do it at Rolling Loud? No, they did it at. They did it at a fucking rave. That shit was the funniest shit. But I didn't get offended. But also, they weren't interviewing. I mean, they were just more winding the video. But I do feel like if Max Supreme brought his artist, you gotta like Max Supreme kind of gotta be like, this isn't like your, because he was probably going in there thinking they gonna sit down and ask me like, nah. If you know the platform, you gotta understand. Like if somebody comes on here, I'm not expecting to ask you about what your process through the studio. Right, right. Like we'll ask the question towards the end, but we gonna fuck around for about.
A lot of artists do though.
But Max should have maybe just been like, they're wild.
They're on rundown.
They wild and T-Rail's co-host. It's a fucking he's just life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he was offended, that's crazy.
I don't think he was offended. But the Zodiac kept fucking his name up though. But still, you know that when you see stuff like that, I would just say just from the outside in, when you see stuff like that.
That shit doesn't like you for to respect his craft and like his artistry and shit.
Other artists that don't know us and that's not familiar with us, and then you don't have a Max O'Cream to tell this homie what's going on, you know, for out from the outside looking in, that's stupid, dumb, you know what I'm saying, unprofessional. Well, motherfucker just sitting there doing that, and this nigga taking his career serious as fuck. And then from the fifth, sixth time, he got the nigga name on, he just put his head down. You know what I mean? And he like, it's just Cartel, bro. I felt him. You know what I mean? I tried to clean it up as much as I could, but I also know him. I also know he don't mean it, but also still, like, You gotta learn, and I understand what the fans is talking about. I understand what they talking about and what they talk, you know what I'm saying, and how they feel. But on the other hand, we did three interviews.
That's what I was gonna say. You had a long ass day.
No, on the other hand, we did three
back
interviews.
Back to back too.
And that nigga did really, really well.
With like Mozzie and shit.
With Mozzie, you know what I'm saying? We came through with Drebo. So he 2-1, you feel me? And he was like, you know what I'm saying, he was
he had his interview skills going on. You
going crazy.
Like I said, like he was, you know, he was articulating himself very well. He was getting in there asking questions. I was proud as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Let's let the record reflect with the Mozzie show. I was proud as fuck. I'm like, oh, I'm proud of this nigga. He doing his thing. Because when we first came in there, I said, no, I'm relying on you. You do it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Hey, I'm like, no, and you did. Moment. You know what I'm saying? You did your shit. Aww. And then Drebo, you feel me? We start getting a little drunk, but it's okay. You still fell up in there.
Hug him.
You fell up in there. You fell up in there. You fell up in there. But
nah, yeah,
but you gotta still tell motherfuckers where they wrong at with the cartel boat shit. That shit is out. You know what I mean?
Mexican cartel. What the
fuck? That shit is crazy.
Where'd you get Mexican from?
We should never do that. You know what I mean?
Hennessy.
We just gotta learn how to fall up in that shit. That's all.
Bro, that shit happens, bro.
That shit happens.
A guy one time interviewed me.
We have a long day, dog.
A guy one time interviewed me, and he like knew everything I have done, who I've interviewed, worked with, the vlogs, and then
he's like, yeah, man, my guy Doc Knows World is here. And
Doc Knows World.
Yeah, but I was like, that happened. You know, I wasn't mad, though.
He's corrected, like, oh, Doc Knows World.
I mean, when you got unique spelling in your name, it'd be...
Yeah, like my name... Yeah.
Oh, the interview, she called old boy Joe Rogan. It was the other nigga.
I know
White.
Seen that.
Dana White.
Yeah. She called Joe Rogan. Yeah, like, she...
He almost got up and walked out. See that? He was like, nigga, she just called me.
She called me another. They look like each other, though.
That was after like an hour.
They do look like each other. We're gonna keep it clean.
But, that... No, before... One, if you're interviewing somebody at that status,
that level,
yeah, you shouldn't do that. And also, Dana White and Joe Rogan fuck with each other, so I feel like that's why maybe he didn't walk away, because they have a good relationship.
But still, that's like if somebody was interview AD and then they were just like, man, Santana, you know what I'm saying?
Oh shit!
Nigga, I get that.
You do?
Oh, at the nail shop too, huh?
People no, not Saucy Santana.
People think Saucy Santana.
I thought you said Saucy Santana. Saucy Santana Black.
No, Saucy.
No, shit.
I didn't set myself up.
Saucy.
No.
Saucy Santana.
No.
And you looking back.
People will see me tomorrow.
That just fucked me up. I'm like, you do?
You know what I'm talking about. Hey, look.
What's up, Saucy?
Look, I'm in Vegas, right?
Uh-huh.
And then... The fucking one of the guys that worked security and shit, he hit me. He like, hey, bro, ooh. He like, you have Compton, right? He like, yeah, something.
You didn't say fucking nothing right now.
No, look, I'm trying to talk.
We know what he's saying, though.
Yeah. So he's like, you need to have BG Knockout on podcast. I'm like, yeah, that's the big homie. I fuck with BG Knockout. But he just kept saying, yes, block this, block that.
Right.
But the whole time, he was like, he introduced me. He's like, hey, this the homie from Nutty Block. I was like, bro, I'm not from Nutty Block.
You thought you was Gucci Gotti?
He was like, you're not. I'm like, no.
Gucci Gotti,
bro. I was like, bro, this is like 2 hours of him saying this shit.
Hey, but don't worry, I'm sitting next to Chris Brown. Remember?
Oh yeah, he tried to get that off.
Yeah, I got that off.
You see me?
I got that off for a couple times.
It's amazing.
Well, y'all don't think so?
Maybe like,
nah.
Pause if you even looking at me like that.
Lamar Odom.
Let's shout out my boy Duno, man. I'm proud of you, dog.
Big Dunoski.
Where the fuck are you at, pun?
I was streaming and I had to DJ.
Oh, you were? You had to DJ.
Yeah.
Bruh, you did two comedy shows back to back, man. You a real comedy.
Fire.
Man. I'm like, God.
Big room, too. That was a big room.
Even though he iced us.
I iced Lexi.
Lexi. Oh, he iced me in the beginning. And if you get, like, this first show, he was icing me. He was going crazy. I'm like, damn. All the fans was looking back at me. I'm like, yeah, hey, your bitches really know me in here, too.
He was going in on your ass?
Yeah, he was. I was sitting in the dark, too, in the corner.
You got him with a good one?
Nah, I killed him.
Arm joke?
Yeah.
I seen the second show. The second show, I was like,
it was bad.
He was killing niggas.
He was going murder.
Nah, I can't.
He be going around in the crowd, fuck with people.
Yeah, I do a couple crowd works.
He iced Lexi.
Iced
her.
Nigga, I was tired of that motherfucker. My last 10 minutes, I was sleeping that motherfucker.
Oh, nigga, I looked over T-Rail over there.
Old ass bitch.
You know, bro, when he started drinking and shit.
Yeah, I'm already done.
That nigga's in the corner like. But then, look, you gotta respect it, though, because they were there since, what, 5 or something?
Nah. T-Rail got there like at, like, 8 something, like 8:45.
Oh, yeah, lied, kid.
No, I was in the middle of his first show.
Yeah, he got there in the middle.
I was in the middle of his first show. And then
how'd y'all like the Diddy joke? That shit was good, huh?
That was good.
That was good, huh?
Nigga, the funniest shit was bro, honestly, you were good at just like pointing out people in the crowd and doing
that crowd work. That's something that but crowd work is something anybody can do, because that's like being at the block. Like, that's right, just kind of like, you gotta find, it's like, and then I'm big, so I had to be fast with jokes.
Right.
I couldn't just sit there and let them call me all types of fats. So you gotta be up there and just boom, boom,
you called everybody a bitch.
I was kind of, I had to let that shit out my sister. When you on stage, people can't get mad. So I'm
I really felt like, too, like, you wanted to get off on your sisters. So all the old cooking. Times and shit.
I was cooking then.
He was cooking.
Oh, he was cooking your sister.
Going crazy.
He was cooking his sister.
That nigga Concrete, though, he funny, cuz.
He funny.
Shout out to Concrete, too.
I was like, damn.
As soon as I got to fucking Vegas, I seen him. He was, I think, doing Tropicana or something like that.
He did the last show.
This nigga popping.
So he did the last show. They just shut down for Tropicana's going to be, yeah. I think, part of the fucking the building for the Oakland A's. Well, the Las Vegas A's. Yeah, that's going to be the shit.
Man, that nigga, he's funny. And the girl, too.
Tia Monique Flores. She's amazing. She's been doing it for a long time. She's fucking nuts.
Bro, it was too easy for her.
Who that nigga with the long hair, too? He was funny as hell.
Concrete.
Oh, that was Concrete?
Concrete, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, Concrete had the hat on.
Yeah, but he put his hair down.
Long hair.
Oh, yeah, that nigga funny as fuck.
Bro, Concrete out here. Concrete has opened up for Fluffy already and shit like that. But it's dope. I just got my set back, so I got to do some studying. I just got both my sets back. And, bro, I was supposed to only do 25 minutes. My first show, I did 40, and my second show, I did 53.
Oh, so you went crazy.
My first time ever headlining, I did 53 minutes.
Damn.
Every comic was like, even if you did bad, you were up there for 53 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and they're like, did people walk out? I was like, nah. He's like, that means you didn't lose nobody.
Right.
And I was like, ooh. So
people walking up. Out is crazy.
Well, that,
I ain't gonna lie, somebody walked out, we probably would have got their ass, put them back in there. They about to disrespect the homie on the
no,
first
no,
show.
No, but,
get your bitch, sit your bitch ass down.
No, but I heard they have to kick some people out because they were drunk as fuck, like trying to go to the green room and shit.
Trying to go to the green room
and meet shit you? Like that.
They was kind of tripping though.
They want to meet you?
I don't know what it was, but the meet and greets were dope. There was a lot of Community World fans up there.
Oh, fire.
That was dope. A lot. And it was.
The people that worked there was tripping.
Yeah.
They was like, y'all need to sit down.
Yeah, they will. That's because people don't understand. Like this, I had to explain to my homies this. And I was like, fool, it's not like a concert where you could just be on the side of the stage and recording. Like, fool, you got to sit there and like enjoy the crowd. Like, you can't record somebody while they're up there. They'll snatch your phone because it's like. Right. So like even like some jokes, like I was going to send out to a couple people. My manager was like, don't do that. Don't do that because you want to be able to perfect your jokes before a lot of people see them and shit. But it's dope. A lot of agencies been reaching out. They saw sold out. I sold out before Jay Leno. So that was a good little
thing
on the thing.
I saw that on the marquee.
I'm about to be on tour for a very long time, hopefully.
That's good, man.
Half this year.
Clap it up for Duno, man.
Clap it up for Duno.
Damn, bro, you think you would have been able to do 5 minutes?
I mean, you used my name to sell tickets.
Nah. Bro, I'm going to say this right now.
Wow.
You would not be able to fucking do that shit.
He sold my, he used me, dog.
Hey.
The people was there to see me for my 5 minutes.
It's crazy because people did say the shit to
me. They was there to see me, dog. Look, I walked out the front door, right? I'm like, oh, we finna go to our car. But it was the meet and greet thing right there, right? They thought I was finna go out to take meet and greet because I was standing right there, nigga. As soon as the show was over, nigga, it was just a bunch of people just coming out like, let me take pictures. Where were you at for your 5 minutes? What happened with your 5 minutes? I'm like, oh, Duno, fuck
all right, let's
you,
not
man.
Make this about you, too,
bro. That's yeah. fucked up.
Duno's main character syndrome.
It's about me, nigga. I took pictures in that motherfucker.
Hey, that was my name. I called this nigga, too. I said, T-Rail. You think you was gonna be able to do that shit? He said, hell no. That's all I kept thinking about. I'm like, damn, two times back to back.
He said he gonna put me on the show in May, but 5 minutes bro, up there is crucial. Listen,
it's different when you rapping, bro. I was to a stage, these niggas is quiet as hell and they just looking at, I'm like, ooh, cause I feel scared for Duno.
I was talking shit and I looked up and said 15 minutes. I was like, I got about another 30 up here. And then, but you gotta drag, like I fucking, that Diddy joke, I've never done it. I improv that.
What'd you say? I wanna hear. I wasn't there.
No, you gotta smack, you don't know what comedy, how comedy works.
You can't tell it.
I can't say it, cause then it burns it.
Somebody gonna take it.
So, like, so you can't, that's why you can't record at comedy shows. Because if I'm working on a joke and it's really good, and you posted another comic around with it, or like, it'll burn the joke. Nah, I can't go to
nobody. Nobody in there.
Nah, you can't film it. Nah.
A lot of them comedy shows, they take your phone.
They take your phone.
Or they have like a little slip or something like that you have to put your phone up
in. It's an example, like when you're in the studio with Kiel, he already don't let you record while he's rapping in there probably after the shit comes out, because then somebody could burn the lyrics or like the beats and shit like that. So you don't want to be like burned out type shit.
Yeah, oh God. I figured it out because I used to be always like, why these niggas don't show their shows? But they'll sometimes show a clip or something of a crowd laughing. Maybe because, you know, you fucking with the crowd.
Yeah, so crowd work you can post.
Crowd work you can post.
Yeah.
Now I'm figuring it out. The crowd work you can post and shit like that.
That's fire.
Jokes, crazy. But when I seen you up there, I was like, oh shit, this is some whole other shit.
That's crazy.
I'm like, this nigga about to be famous as fuck. I was like, me doing 5 minutes up here. Heather's like, can you do it? We just looking at each other.
What would you even say?
Don't even worry about it.
So you had some plan.
He can't tell a joke. He'll burn it, bro.
He'll burn the joke.
I would get up there, though. I would definitely get up there, dog.
Yeah, but I think
I can't be scared. I got to do at least once.
You got to do it. Do it one for the vibe. I have two shows in May. They're back to back, May 24th. Yeah, I got you. I've already said it.
I'll be like this.
Oh, you're the piece of shit.
Oh, I'll be on your ass.
But see, those 5 minutes. You can't do 5 minutes of crowd work because it'll go by five. You got to do an actual joke.
In 5 minutes.
But yeah, I have May 24th, the second show's almost sold out. I'm in San Antonio the end of this month, Salt Lake City the end of the month. And then I'm doing Haha, sometimes the Brea. We got Oxnard, San Diego, and then we got a couple other cities, Texas. We're back in Texas.
Going crazy. Hey, so
Bellflower. I see a Netflix special to do no
Bellflower.
Future.
So Bellflower,
that's the next headline?
Yeah, May 24th. I got 2 boots already. So technically, I pay for them to take it from my check.
Right.
And so you guys can sit there and shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah, because
he's not going to come. He never supports you.
Yeah, because I had my green room looking like a fucking rap show. He was stressed. My manager was stressed. He was no, whatever. My homies came like 10 deep. I'm like,
dog. Why was he stressed? It was fun.
No, but when you manage comedians in there, it's usually like an older sport. Everybody's calm, and it's like me and all my homies, we in there.
A party.
Yeah, it's just a different
niggas
vibe.
Cameras and shit going everywhere. Nigga 20 deep in that motherfucker. Can't even get in that bitch. Nigga like, damn.
But I'm getting, I think I'm doing West Covina, Lab Factory. I'm about to headline that. Maybe do a whole weekend there. So maybe do a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Fire.
And that green room is sick. That green room is like downstairs. So it's like a big ass like green room.
And you just got in that shit just to feel like you a real comedian. And because I was talking to Concrete, he was like,
To prove a point.
Yeah, he was like, nah, because these niggas, they be, because I do this shit on Instagram, and he like, nah, he like, they want me to get up in here like I couldn't do it. Yeah, he was like, they want me to get on stage like I really couldn't do it, you feel me, and so that I could be called a real comedian. Now I got up there, and he was like, it's lit.
Yeah. So there were some girls that came up to me and were like, some baddies too. They're like, I ain't gonna lie, we came to see if you're really funny in person.
Yeah.
They told me like that, and I was like, y'all enjoy the show? They're like, we had a great time. They're like it was like life things that we could relate to. And the good thing is I have a lot of girlfriends. Girls buy tickets.
Right.
Like I had a gang of girlfriends. I was like, hell yeah. And I had a younger fan base, which comedy's not really like a young thing to do. It's usually older people go see shows. So it was a lot of people's first time at comedy shows. I was like,
that was my first time.
Damn, that's crazy.
And I seen you and I got to see Concrete, the lady. I'm like, this is tight.
Bro, they're fucking fun. They have them all week. One thing about a comedy show, on a Monday, you go to the comedy store, see comedy a comedian store, on a Tuesday, laugh
factory. They brutal there.
There's one in Englewood upstairs. What's this shit called?
There's a comedy.
A comedy spot in Englewood.
A lot of comedy spots though.
In Englewood, it's called. I can't think of it.
And then I'm working at a spot right now where I'm gonna have like once a month where like new comics and even me, I just go work and it'll be like a once a month thing. I want to think of a name, and then just so people could pull up like once a month. I'll do it like every last Thursday or Friday, and people could just come get their reps in and shit like that.
You feel like
come work on your jokes.
You gonna be doing for
a year. Bro, hell yeah. This is shit that gonna feed my family for a long time.
Do you know how happy I was, bro? Because where you did that shit at, I'm there probably twice a week. And just to see your name at the top of that shit, bro, nigga wanted to shed a tear. I was happy, man.
I thought it was a little spot. And when I turned the corner, I'm like, this motherfucker on the corner
Bro, because I drive past it every day. You always see top people names on the shit. Yeah,
Flappers is big. And my sister sold out. Yeah. So that was sick.
And it said Duno sold out.
Yeah, so Flappers was cool. And then at comedy spots like that, it's good when you meet like the owners, because you meet that at comedy spots, owners be there.
Right.
Like the actual owners will be there and greet
you. Bring him back because he got that chili.
And that's just lit, bro. You get the check right away, comedy. They give you the check right away.
Nope.
Right, once you get off stage, here.
Boom.
How much is your check?
What the fuck?
Usually smack up there.
Yeah, man. I ain't gonna lie. I don't think.
Smack had a set, he dissing T-Rail the whole time.
I don't think
Smack, T-Rail and Mac Walk.
I think Smack will be funny on stage for sure.
Oh, damn. He gonna diss us. He gonna diss us all, huh?
I kill it.
Look. He got mad. He thought I'd be funnier too.
No, that's not my thing.
Because I told him he wasn't gonna be funny.
No, that's
why I said that right now.
I think you'll do good.
No, that's fucked up.
Damn, hey, Loki, that Lexi.
Now I'm even more.
Loki, when I see Lexi, that's gonna be a clip we're already working on. It's a fire ass clip.
I'm even more scared, nigga.
I ice Lexi pun.
Ister.
Ister.
Good one.
I was like this.
She was there.
Man, Ice, the homie Jakarta poet. Everybody, I was icing motherfuckers.
They was catching strays, huh?
Hey, what if Lexi would have got mad and looked at you and pierced through you and got him and walked on stage and
hey, he would have done it. That's Will Smith.
That would have been crazy as hell.
I'm thinking of doing a roast too, so y'all could be part of the roast.
A roast? I'm with that.
Damn, we should do a roast.
You think you ready for the roast?
Damn, but we should do a roast on T-Rail.
He did roast. No, you didn't do roast. You were scared.
I did not.
Me and Duno did it. Hey, and when I tell you they was waiting for you,
that all bro,
they sure every, did all not. Of them, they was like, we was waiting for T-Rail to come.
Yeah,
I was like,
niggas write jokes for me, nigga. No.
Nigga, they was ready for you.
Easy.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's an easy call. Easy,
bro. Them niggas over there, easy, that's easy work.
And you know what's crazy?
That's like, not crazy work.
I'm saying them niggas be going crazy, bro.
Nah, yeah, for their real life pieces, like, bro. Now, before, remember when we had them over there when we were in November, bro? I was getting packed out for a minute.
Nigga, you saved us that day.
I was putting in work.
Bro, they was tearing us up.
You was putting in work.
Hey, them niggas is funny, bro.
You was putting in work.
Damn, bro. You know what's funny? If I gotta put Boo Capone on the show with me,
for sure.
That'll be hilarious. Funny,
or Craig Smith.
He wasn't the funniest old niggas I know, for sure. Old nigga, he funny as a motherfucker.
Nah, Boo Capone is top tier funny.
Nah, bro. When he clowns on Smack, I mean on Wack, that's just funny shit ever. He's good,
bro. He said like the stupidest shit, but it'd be funny as a motherfucker, dog. Because he just come from like, he just grabbed out the sky and just say this shit. It'd be hella hilarious.
Yeah, how was that Wayno episode?
She was fire.
It was good.
Yeah. Talking some real hip-hop shit.
Yeah. Oh, I met him.
Huh, Wayno?
Yeah.
He from New York.
That's the black dude you just had on the thing?
Mm-hmm.
He from where?
New York.
He from New York. Oh, he used to be a part of like Rockefeller and Dave. He's with QC now.
He was upset about that J. Cole shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody's upset
about
that.
He just did Dreamville too.
I seen that. He did it with Speedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think everybody, the whole industry is upset about
that. But after
shit.
Like.
It's a letdown.
After what Joe Budden said, the shit I seen this morning.
What did Joe Budden say?
So he basically said, insiders, people who really, really rap, because mind you, Joe him and Drake didn't have a weird relationship forever. They always saying shit about each other and everything like that. So for Joe Budden to say like, yeah, Drake did it. That's what he was saying today.
Drake did what?
He's saying that they both got diss records. He heard from both sides that two diss records are recorded that are about to come out soon. And he's saying what he's hearing is that Drake did his shit. It's like nuclear level. So that he Drake, said J. Cole seen what's about to happen and don't want no smoke with
so
it.
So he retreated.
Yeah, he retreated.
What a bitch.
Before the real war happens.
If you want to know why I'm mad about this shit, because you guys got to live in an era where you guys saw the back and forths, the Biggies, the Pox.
The real.
No, I know, but hear me out here. Hold up. But I get it. You were there.
Real beef records.
Yes, real beef records. But what I'm saying is, you guys were also there for the rap shit.
Right.
You guys were also there for the rap shit. Obviously, there was real killings. But the fact that we were about to have.
Killing came later, though.
The killing came later. But at first, you know, there was a back and forth. There was shit talking, even like with the 15 Ja Rule, like the pettiness.
Nigga, take
like,
a back from that, banging on wax, nigga.
Hold on.
Niggas in the streets dissing each other.
No, right? Hear me, motherfucker. So hear me out. The fact that, like, obviously right now it's more sneak dissing, but the fact that Kendrick did that, and everybody was like, oh, it's about to be up. My generation was more like, oh, we finna finally see what hip-hop's about.
Right.
Like battling.
You are about to see it.
Okay, but hold up. But when one of the big three backs out, it looks like.
Soft.
Yeah, it just, and then to me, I fuck with J. Cole tough. The fact that you spit those bars and then go apologize, I was like, dog, you should've just stayed with, I don't think Kendrick's looking for you, in a sense, to beat your ass, but go talk your shit. And Drake, knowing Drake, if Drake goes crazy, I never want to hear you say that he's a pop artist again. He's a fucking rapper.
But he's still a pop artist. He's still a pop artist. He's hard as fuck, though, but he's still a pop artist.
If Drake go crazy.
You're being biased on
him. I still don't respect him because he don't write his shit, bro.
Oh, this is a biased take.
How?
I'm being biased. It's on your face. You're biased. I get it.
Listen, Smack. You can't take nothing away from Drake, bro.
I can take it away. You
Drake right. Drake is great, bro.
Shit. You don't write your shit.
Drake raps is great.
If he writes, it's great because AD's writing it. You're not writing it. It's not in your head. You get what I'm saying? It's not coming from your brain.
So you, so you believe that he don't write nothing.
He writes something, all the horse shit that ain't come from him.
That's
a touchy one. That's a touchy one.
That ain't come from him.
Now look, I ain't taking up for the nigga, but everybody in the industry has said,
I'm taking up for Drake.
He writes his raps.
Drake!
Now, if somebody get reference tracks for songs, that's different than having that pen and writing some shit down when it come down to bars and shit like that.
So, we really don't know what my narrative and your narrative. You heard that he write his shit, then he get a little whoop-wop-wop. I'm saying he writes, all his shit get wrote.
So you think,
we don't know.
Just I ain't never heard that. I don't know, though.
Everybody gets help, though. Everybody gets help.
No.
Everybody don't get help.
No, you're lying.
Dot don't get no help.
You're lying.
We don't know. Have you been in the studio with Dot?
Yeah, yes. I be in the studio with my note. Yep, I just seen him. And live and direct.
Q ain't never gave Dot a bar?
No, I'm not.
No! Yes!
I doubt it.
I'm not asking you.
I doubt it.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking the team.
No.
I doubt it.
I'm ready for Drake. I'm excited. Drake, do your shit, bro. J. Cole, you pussy.
The fact that Joe Budden said he know about that is crazy.
Well, how the fuck did he get
intel? Like, how do you know?
Because he said the rappers that really know how to rap have heard from both sides and they hit that nigga up.
I don't want to hear
that. That's a reach, though. That's a reach, though.
That's not a reach.
I think,
yes. The rappers that really know how to rap. Kendrick ain't fucking with none of you niggas, bro. When the hell you seen the Kendrick kicking it with niggas?
No.
How do you
know? They said that back on Future next album on Friday, too, so.
Wait, hold on.
He probably doing some feature on Future, so I already know.
So you don't think somebody from both camps is like this, hey, it's coming. Niggas gonna do that, nigga, to let the world know, bro.
I know, but indirectly, for sure. I think a Kendrick one, people might not know the way just TDE moves, but I think a Drake one.
He's not TDE no more, bro.
I'm just saying in general, like,
PG Lane,
but I'm still, it's still the way they move, the way from what he comes from, the way move secret, like, CIA agency wise, I feel like nobody would know but Drake, I feel like Drake, like, go let this motherfucking roll, go let this, like, he's just,
bro, I think both of them will probably do the same thing.
If it's like this, right? If you heard what's to come, you're going to sit there and say, oh shit, some shit coming. If you're going to tell a credible source that shit.
Would you be biased?
I don't see neither one of them being that sloppy, like, let niggas know what's coming.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like
telling Joe Budden.
That's the last person to tell. But if it does come, and Drake all kills it, which is gonna be hard because Kendrick's a fucking goat, right? Would you be biased, even though?
No, it's hip hop.
So would you be like, hey, Drake?
Bro, let me tell you something. I've always been a Drake fan, but it wasn't until he got into it with Meek Mill that, as a rapper, I was like, this nigga's not to be fucked with. You feel what I'm saying?
The only phone call I feel like I think is real is the one where Axe said he spoke to Drake and he asked him for code and he was like, I don't know why that nigga did that. You know what I mean? Like,
bro, you got to think about it.
I don't know why he did that.
But do you feel
this,
like
this right here is 5 songs you didn't know were written by Kendrick Lamar. I mean, yeah, of course, niggas is getting writing credit.
But that's him writing for other people.
Motherfuckers keep talking about Av, so, I mean, this is a whole camp. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
You can talk about Q, you can talk about Rock, you can talk about a whole bunch
of people. That's any camp.
Hey, big shout out to Daylight, too, and Av Soul, because they went stupid on J. Cole album.
They did, but this is a whole camp. We not talking about that. This is a real legendary niggas out here. I'm excited.
Like,
I would even hold Drake to that shit, too. Talking about niggas writing shit because we heard that sample record from Old Boy. Who was that? That leaked that record.
What's the nigga name? Fuck.
Who's talking about?
The nigga who led. They fucking knocked off or something.
The producer. He leaked the record.
You know, Quentin Miller.
Quentin Miller. Yeah. Even though, but like he did, I said, like, that's, I still wouldn't hold Drake
for
to that.
Like a single you're trying to put out, reference track. That's not the same as writing bars and shit like that.
The boy got sued. Drake got sued when he did the shit with Tiger for that Bay one. Remember he used that person bars and that motherfucker and they called him out?
Yeah, but that was more like, you know, a form of flattery. Like, he giving him his props and shit like that.
He wasn't no giving no props.
Bro, everybody, you think so? You think he blatantly just stole it, bro?
Yeah, they tried to make it seem like nobody wasn't gonna catch it. And then when he got caught, Now he wanted, nah.
Bro, that's like an old school person who knows that song, bro. He wasn't going to be able to get that off.
He tried it. That was a big song back in the day, bro.
That
was doing a song.
Rapping Forte. He was flipping it to do that shit.
It was a Bay Influence record. Exactly. So he used a Bay Influence artist.
He got his ass taxed for it.
To pay respect.
Yeah.
He got taxed for it, right? He had to pay that dude.
He used the nigga bars, but
he had to pay that dude.
I don't think he was trying to get it off like he wrote them bars.
I thought he did.
Oh, for YOLO?
No, for Bitch Who Do You Love?
No.
For YOLO?
You talking about YOLO. Did he use it in YOLO?
No, he used it in Bitch Who Do You Love?
No, it wasn't.
I got a brother named Nigga, who do you love? I just told y'all.
Look, honey, that's what he paid him.
Yeah, but he was doing more homage. You could have just asked for royalties, and that would have been it. I think he wanted to shoot him just to be the extra out.
I mean, if he used my fucking verses, you feel me? Use my verse for your song, and it's a big ass song, and it blows up. Yeah, give me some chili for it.
Yeah,
he deserved
like,
that.
I be feeling like they do that when they ain't really got no chili too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nigga.
Look at the time they came from.
The time of terrible record deals, bro. They was getting fucked over in the 90s and 80s, bro.
Shit, mm-hmm. Getting fucked over now.
Right. Yeah, but fucked over now for sure.
Well, I'm excited.
Hopefully they do got both of them do got.
Yeah,
records.
Yeah, they just go back and forth.
I mean, I would have loved J. Cole to be in the middle of that. But now I just feel like that do kind of tarnish everything you about. Like, because now you can't rap about being the best. You can't rap about all these top bars. You the top rapper, the top
but
shit.
But what was the session?
None of that shit. You just got to go grass, tea leaves, and...
You know J. Cole should have just stayed out of it.
Love yours.
If he didn't say nothing at all, he would have been cool.
Yeah. Forest Hills vibes.
He let them put them batteries all that, in
cocoa
back
butter.
Pump them up.
He got to go all
he been
cocoa
on tour
butter
with Drake. That's
first thing first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. Oh my God, that album, 2014, changed my life. Forest Hill Drive, oh my God.
No, J. Cole's a credible artist, but in the competitive state now, you don't bow out in hip hop in the competitive state. That's especially so after you fucking... You drop some shit and say, take this shit off DSPs.
That shit was weak.
He said, take it off what?
He said, take the shit off the fucking album.
Oh, he did that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he just went up there and apologized. But he apologized,
and he said, man, take that shit off the album. Like, take it off DSPs.
But it's too late now.
Yeah, people already got it.
Oh, my God.
You can't, come on. You can't shoot me and say sorry, nigga. Right. That's going to change anything.
I mean, bitch. But it's a lot of people that's taking up for him and saying he's doing the right thing and he's a mature adult and
you still
he's,
shot me though.
Protecting
you
his,
can't you can't say that when you send a shot at somebody.
You still shot me, bro.
You can't throw some rocks at me and then say I'm cool now. I'm like, nah, nigga. Really, I still got to get my shit off on
you. I shot you, my bad.
You said everything you wanted to say. You said everything you wanted to say.
You said my second album was trash.
Bitch, you just dissed me.
You said my second album was trash.
That's what you said.
You said a lot.
That is true, though. The nigga said you shot
me. You told me how you really felt and then try to be cool with
him.
You can't take it back.
So now that J. Cole's gone, who could get involved? Who's at that level? Nobody?
Nigga, we just want Drake and Kendrick. That's all we want.
Nobody else need to
get involved.
We
don't care about nobody else.
Right.
Give us what we want, man. Goddamn.
And in the midst of it, this Pusha T too.
I was gonna say, I hope he gets personal. Like, I'll Pusha T got personal.
He don't want Pusha T smoke. Drake don't want that.
Drake don't want that.
Time. Nope. And Pusha T still ready for it.
Listen,
Pusha T still ready for it too.
Pusha T shouldn't even be dissing nobody. He got a McDonald's royalty check every month.
Arby's too.
But he do a lot of jingles. He write jingles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But that's crazy, though. We do need to see it. Let's see it.
But I think... If it don't happen.
And these motherfuckers, J. Cole and Kendrick, could never have an album together, never do no nothing.
Drake not letting it fly, bro. I know
he's not.
No,
he's not.
Nah, hell no. Nah.
That's why his writers ain't letting it fly.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Take this, go in here.
Hey, what do you think? Hey, if like, their, like, understudies get involved, that would be fun, too, huh? They little homies get involved?
No.
Who's the little homies?
No.
Not necessarily like little homies.
Said they
no.
Who's the little homies?
We don't care about that.
You don't care about
Baby
that?
Keem?
No. We want to see those two go at
like
it.
Like if Baby Keem got involved?
Against who?
Jay. Who?
Jay. Man, no. Fuck out of here. That's what we don't care
what
about.
What are you on? This party next door?
That's what we don't care about.
Party next door? I mean, there's other people that Drake fuck with.
What make it special is the biggest niggas in rap, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
what
two Titans about to go at it with each other. That's all you need to see.
When Pac and Big went at it.
And then they both got a squad of armies on this side. I feel like they should go at it too.
Pac and Big.
It's not
going to
impact though, bro.
Yeah, but Park also went up there and did fucking. Exactly. So what I'm saying, when Kendrick comes back, fuck Party Next Door, Kendrick. Fuck The Weeknd.
He ain't gonna say Party Next Door.
The Weeknd not with them. Party Next Door. The Weeknd's on the other side.
He started with them. Fuck it. Who gives a fuck?
The Weeknd is on the other side.
When Kendrick goes back, fuck it. This whatever, this Q, it's gonna be lit. It's gonna be fun.
I would like to see that for the sport.
Hey, so that's what I'm saying.
So what if Drake get up there and he dissing Q and he just
and he go back and fuck back on Big Two?
I said this. I said this.
Go fuck back
on Big Two.
For the sport, I would like to see that.
Fuck smack too.
Yeah, nigga.
For the sport. Yo, what's your shit? If he do that, that's big. Say my name again. Pause. We'll be on the map.
You gonna go to sleep to that shit too?
So you gonna be happy about them riders, huh? Gonna give him his props.
Oh, he wrote it. He wrote that.
Nah, you know Drake Cole.
Drake, oh, Drake. Hey.
He's like my nigga.
Y'all know Drake Cole, he ain't gonna diss you, bro.
Huh?
Drake, he ain't gonna diss you. He'll fly you out somewhere.
Yep. And you gonna go too. You gonna say
no, 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 no.
I'm gonna let you interview me. Then I got Drake.
Oh, we know who he gonna get with that.
Terrell. Oh, God. Yeah, Terrell. Terrell.
He's selling this so quick.
Hey, I think gonna send that nigga 5 plaques. He gonna take Q shit off his head. He gonna take Q shit off the back of Big Wall.
He gonna change it.
He gonna change his show to Back on Toronto.
Back on Toronto.
So you're back on the six. Back on the six.
Back on the six.
I don't think he would want me. I'm super biased, so he ain't gonna want me.
Hey, no, but real shit. Sports-wise, like, knowing Drake, he's petty, right? Like, that's just the way he moves, right? But Drake's the type to be like, okay, I'm going. And this is the first time it's ever happened. They maybe done a little pop-out. But what I'm saying is if Q get involved, that'll be lit.
Man, and then listen,
Meek, like, Team Drake, Meek get involved, that shit'll be lit.
Meek is not getting involved, bro.
Bro.
What? Why would Meek get involved?
That doesn't make no sense.
He Team Drake.
He Team Drake.
No, he is not, man. Team Drake.
Is he not?
No.
Meek ain't getting involved.
Who would get involved, Six, for Drake?
Well, unless somebody say, fuck me, he getting involved.
Listen, I said this yesterday on the show with Wayno. Drake has an advantage because he has a lot of people coming at him at one time. He could diss Ross in the same song. He could diss Dot in the same song. He could diss Future. He could diss Metro Boomin. It's a lot of niggas that he could throw shots at. That's gonna give him an edge.
He gotta go.
You get what I'm saying?
He gotta go game 100 bar.
That's what I'm saying. He gotta.
And you know how Drake is. Drake is petty, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Drake could DM your bitch. You feel me? Fly your bitch out, do some crazy type of shit. That's the type of games he play.
He got shit in the file cabinet.
Yeah, for sure.
For
everything
sure.
In the file cabinet.
That's why for me, I'm like, fuck, let everybody go out. I want everybody to get involved.
And any nigga that fuck with multiple bitches, you can always find information about them.
For sure.
They talk to hoes, man. See, Kendrick keep his shit clean. He ain't out here fucking
and
all the bitches.
And that's the problem.
Drake
is that
fucking you're not hoes. Going.
But like you said yesterday, we don't know about certain shit.
But that's what I'm saying. Fucking
Drake ain't fucking with these bitches. He's staying with his wife, taking care of his family. You know what I mean? He ain't on that petty. He don't on, need bro. Them funky cock bitches.
Hey, so who's Team Drake? Can we look this up? Yeah. Because I know there's a lot of motherfuckers. I'm saying Drake, this is everybody. This is back on Fig. Fuck it.
Drake got,
fuck you, nigga. No.
That'll be called.
21! 21!
21's not getting the ball.
Lil Yachty 21 can say.
Oh, Lil Yachty not getting involved either.
Copy boys are
told you, Meek Mill and Wayne. Fuck it, Wayne, get involved, Wayne.
Okay. No.
Meek Mill's not getting involved. Wayne, if anybody get involved, Wayne to get involved.
Nigga, Wayne and Nicki. Nicki called them, nigga, when she had to diss Remy Ma. Nigga, she put them on the song, nigga, when she on that diss song. Nigga.
Oh, with Drake.
Oh, God, nigga.
Nigga,
so,
you got.
Call Nicki. Nicki diss SZA.
You got Nicki diss SZA. Wayne and Nicki versus. Future, Kendrick,
yeah, no,
Rick Ross,
bro, Pusha T, Rick Ross is
Kanye West.
Let's let the record reflect. Rick Ross is cold,
super cold.
Rick Ross is cold.
He's stupid cold. Kendrick already X'd out J. Cole. Now it's just Drake, and he ain't got
Travis
no help.
Scott.
He got Nicki at his the best over there.
We
nigga.
Want Kendrick versus Drake, bro.
Yeah, ain't like, nobody bro. Else.
That's it. Everybody that. Else
just
on this side.
Goddamn bottom line.
Everybody
else don't matter.
We want Drake. We want them too, man.
Bars for bars, words for words.
I'm saying everybody diss everybody.
I hope this shit happens, man. Like, I hope it don't be like one of those we hope it happened and never happened.
Man, J. Cole could have just dropped that song, did his shit at his festival, and went home.
J. Cole could have just shut the fuck up.
No, J. Cole should have jumped in to begin with.
Like, shut the fuck down, man.
Because the initial response, wasn't really on him like that anyway.
Yeah, shut the fuck
he
down.
Jumped out like he was ready for war.
Yeah, we wasn't ready for you, bro. We want Drake, dog. Like, we nobody
if,
asked
if
for
J.
that.
If J. Cole didn't say nothing, it would nobody would have nothing to say. He had to say nothing.
Fuck it, Drake got LeBron James.
So nobody never even asked for J. Cole.
We don't want that. We want Drake.
Drake?
Damn,
we know
dog.
It's coming. You know, he doing his little sneaky shit. He posted a little trophy with the pin pad. Yeah. Like, he doing his little sneaky shit. It's leading
they
up.
They had him in the club Miami. That nigga looking like he working on rhymes and shit.
It's sneaking yeah. up. Drake is cold. Niggas very
Drake cold. Drake cold. And he be trolling.
Bro, people, bro. His
how he did.
His biggest asset is the mind games.
How many wing stops you got?
Hey, how he did.
I'ma blow them all
how
up.
He did the beeper
really
Meek Mills
the chicken.
Was crazy, bro. Like,
who
did the beeper Meek?
This was a backstage at Drake's show.
What does it say?
The rap game will never be at peace. There will always be competition. And as long as there's competition, there will never be peace. Everyone wants to be the one.
Yeah, but they said that was there the whole concert, though. I mean, the whole tour.
He put it every tour.
They said that was there every tour. But no, how Drake did the situation with Meek, like how calculated he was, bro, from the artwork, bro, to...
He killed Meek.
Nigga, to having the picture of Will Smith and fucking Kevin Hart laughing at the fucking memes and shit like that, sending bottles to Charlamagne, like, that nigga's super calculated when he do his
last
shit, bro.
He told Meek, he said, I thought it was a girl tour or something, world tour. That's
but he
a-
made it a club song. Right, Grammy nominated this song, and now Doc got one that everybody banging in the clubs now.
Yeah, that shit bang too.
Yeah, nigga, that's the hottest song in the shit right now.
Hey,
you
I ain't gonna lie, that's
you put that shit on. You put that all shit right, on
guys,
the club, and everybody going
that.
Crazy.
We're gonna stop doing that. That's not Kendrick's song. It's Future's
Future song
and Metro Boomin's song.
That's Kendrick's
everybody
song.
Everybody keep calling
nigga.
Kendrick's song. It's not Kendrick's song.
That's Kendrick's song now, nigga.
No, nigga, because if I was a writer on that song, if that was my song, I would be fucking hot. Y'all keep calling this a song.
I don't know the writer, nigga.
Oh, you saying Puff Future?
Oh, never mind.
Damn.
No, not for
a that's what I don't give a fuck about.
Damn.
So let's go back to this.
I'm not a big Future fan.
You should have go. You tripping.
You tripping.
You know what? I never did drugs. That's why, maybe.
Okay. Whoa. He don't do eat drugs either. Oh, okay. Look,
so you don't fuck with Future music at all?
I like some of the songs, but it's not like I'm not going in my car and bumping to Future.
Yeah, you just bump Corditos. That's all.
You're not bumping Future?
Hell no. I'm bumping Drake. I hope he never laughed because I'm not lying.
What time to be live is Drake
Anthony? Oh, fuck, dog.
I just be about to be Drake.
Okay. Bro,
I fuck with Future. He's just not my favorite artist. To me, he's not in the top.
Okay.
Top what? He's not in the top what?
He's not in the top 10.
Name your top 10 right now. Currently.
No, this is a biased thing because half my top 10 aren't even alive.
We said now, currently.
Right now.
Currently.
Who I'm bumping every day.
Right now.
Shit.
Rap music. You probably got three people.
I got like three of them.
Exactly.
But what you mad at me because I don't, what the fuck are you, in fucking PR or something?
No, you just don't listen to rapper like that. You be having rap conversations and shit.
He can't give
shut the fuck up about hip-hop. No. He don't listen to hip-hop like that. So I don't want to hear Duno talk about no fucking rap.
Then I want to hear about acting.
All right, almighty AD.
Yeah.
Golly.
All right, let's get back to this.
Hey, boy, so, thank you.
Hold on. Let's get back to this. So Jesus what if this Christ. Nigga, what if Drake really dissed Q, right? He dissed the whole set, boom.
He dissed the whole set. He called.
And then he called us like, man, come on out here, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Podcast with me. I'm going to give y'all the whole little shit and give y'all some chili. Come fuck with me. Are
Q,
we going, yes or no?
Q gonna want us to do it, yeah.
No, you're a sellout back bitch.
No, Q gonna be like, bro, fuck your cock, bitch. Go get their interview. It's a good look for y'all. Go ahead.
You think he'll say that?
Yes,
it's
I know.
A good look after he just dissed me?
The nigga diss your brother,
because
nigga.
Listen.
That's your brother, right?
Yes, but it ain't listen.
That shit on your face.
Can I talk?
Cloud chasing bitch.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, he's gonna be like,
are you gonna check him about this and your brother?
Of course! That's what I'm gonna make
what
him.
You gonna tell him, though?
That's what I'm
gonna hang hey, you up by your foot.
What you gonna tell him?
We got your brother in Toronto.
Can I talk?
Next to the aisle.
That's when I'm gonna be traffic, and this kid, he gonna be milk. Don't you think you owe him an apology? You like,
what if he hits you with the opposite shit though? Like, man, fuck that nigga.
Well, fuck you, bitch. Now for a bottle. Bitch, fuck you. Fuck your whole life.
They ain't gonna be on camera, bro. You ain't making it back to LA.
You ain't making it back.
They gonna send the smash foot to us. No!
They gonna be like, we fucking. And they gonna be like, we fucking got it.
Why?
You got your man's foot in it.
Yeah, that nigga gonna be like this.
We got your man's like foot.
It's gonna be a pin in the pad on that
motherfucker. Oh shit, that's gonna be the album cover.
Oh my god.
Smack foot gonna be the
album cover. Smack foot gonna be the album cover.
That'd be mangy.
Get your boy, man.
Hey, look, this is my thing though. You're the real life piece of shit.
How?
It, bro, if you go up there and just did all the cap that you got tatted on your face,
yeah,
and he did Q, he go crazy on Q.
And he gave me
call him a hype man. Call him a hype man.
He know how to bait him in too. He was like, "Hey, Smack, I'm sitting here with Charleston White.
That's a
we
blessing.
Both want you to come out here."
You gotta remember, say in your narrative, he do all this and he asked me. Of course, I'm gonna run it past, bro. He's just name trying to. He gonna be like,
"So what if he say no? You still going or no?
What if he say, hey, look, Smack, I got the best doctors. Get your foot right, nigga. This week you'll be back walking. I get you a new motorcycle. Boo, boo, boo. Pull up. You still gonna ask for permission from Q?
Yeah. Out of respect. Yeah.
You ain't gonna ask Q like fix your foot?
No, he gonna fix it. Let's use this nigga money and get the fuck
fixed. So Q say, nah.
It's over with.
And I don't got the doctors to help you though.
I got the doctors myself. Okay.
He gonna say, you should have went to Drake.
I would be like, okay, because I got the doctors already doing it anyway. It's gonna get fixed regardless.
He said tomorrow though.
Hey, well, it just ain't gonna be done
tomorrow. You know Drake got him.
Yeah, but just ain't gonna be done tomorrow if you don't bunk.
And you know what's crazy? You wanna know what's the most? If you wanna know what's the most crazy shit about this, that somehow
now if he say you fix your arm,
yeah, T-Rail,
yeah,
let's ask you that.
I'm not asking no damn nigga.
T-Rail,
I'm gonna tell you that right there.
What if you go like this?
What if
you
go like this? What if you go like this?
Hey, bro, that should no longer be a dream, you.
That's still no longer be a dream. Like the boy, nigga, nigga, walk, the shit's gonna
your
say,
hand gonna move.
This
you
week.
Gonna be able to wank it off again.
This week.
This week.
I'm there, nigga. What else you want me to do? I blast.
What else you want me to do?
Fuck, I blast. Fuck. Fuck. GE on my head.
Shit.
Said,
what else
you
want me to do?
Oh,
y'all hear this, y'all? And what if you go like? And then what if you go like?
Oh,
and then what if you go like? Yeah, bro, bring Heather too.
Matter of fact, you can stay. Just bring Heather. Look like, wait,
your
wow.
Your arm can be fixed.
Bring Heather, your arm fixed.
My boy about to get back in the streets. I'm single again. Oh, you a piece of shit, man.
Hey, your arm can be fixed.
He go, I'm home again.
Hey, Heather.
Do the X-Spot.
I don't want you. X-Spot, what if Drake hit you? He goes like,
oh, hey, my God.
X-Spot, what if Drake hit you? Like, hey, man, yeah, bro, the leg is good. Just, man, what's up with your wife?
What's up with her?
I'd rather give you my
bitch.
What's up with her?
I need that.
I need that, though.
I need
but your
that.
Leg going to be good. I'm going to get back on fix the interview and some chili. And you know what, man? Y'all could go on the road with me and open up.
For your leg?
That's what I don't care about.
That's right, my boy.
That's right, my boy.
Oh, shit.
Then it broke time.
For trying to do stupid shit all the time.
Nigga, listen, you almost broke the microwave. Microphone.
This shit broke already. Hey, damn. Terrell, piece of shit, he would have given Heather for his arm fast.
Did y'all watch WrestleMania?
No.
I watched this. I watched the main event on the first night because it was at the homie crib where I was at. And then the second day, I took my son to Manny's house and we watched it.
That's tight. Manny be into that shit, though. Yeah. I love
who, Manny? Manny be like deep into it?
My little son is into it now, so I'll be watching it with him and shit.
Go over
nah, that shit is lit.
He got the belts and shit.
Yeah,
oh, man, dude.
I've been trending on TikTok, millions of views going viral.
No, for what?
You lying to me.
For stomping.
Yeah, but it's to another song, though.
Oh, and people putting the song on there.
Was you in traffic?
I didn't know that shit was going crazy.
That shit definitely going crazy in front of the car.
Yeah.
No, I've seen the one by yourself with the striped shirts.
Yeah,
the one by yourself.
You look dirty, bitch, but you viral, fuck
yeah. You viral as fuck.
Going crazy.
Millions of views.
When I seen the WrestleMania shit and I seen The Rock out there, I'm like, oh, this shit is crazy. Oh, Speed.
Get up, bro.
Speed is out there, dog.
Yeah, it was a Logan Paul fight.
That is crazy.
Sponsored by Prime.
Bro.
Sponsored by Prime, and bro got his ass fucking body slammed on the
floor. No, RKO'd by
RKO.
Body slammed. Oh, I knew you didn't watch it.
He did.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah. Bro, that shit happens. People, it's yes, it's fake storyline bias. But a lot of those, bro, like the Hardy brothers were injured for a very long time.
Like, how do you even, like, how do you even fake that move?
Because
no, he trained. You go to training.
They practice before
you think they practice that?
Hey, yeah, no, bro. You think you finna just go up there and get your ass beat? No.
They how do you practice? Be loose. Stay loose. Loosen your body up, nigga. Yeah.
He's not pulling his head. He's just dropping down.
Yeah, all he's gonna drop it.
But that's a famous move from Randy Orton. It's a very famous move. But I think when people, I think like for a while, I was like, man, people still watch as an adult. But it's kind of like watching like a drama series and being into it and just, but you got to see them fight for big ass belts. The Rock is back in it. The Undertaker came out. John Cena came back. Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. Once I seen The Rock and then I seen Lil Dude get slammed on the table. Well, RKO, I don't even know what the fuck that
RKO,
is.
I'm all
The Rock. But once I seen that, I was like, I'll start getting into it. I'm like, hold on, what the y'all doing?
Undertaker came too.
He came out
during the main event.
Dominic Mysterio, my boy. Congratulations to him.
This used to be real to me. I used to think it was real.
Look at the Undertaker, cuz.
It came out during the main event.
Bro, he looked so old. He looked... Yeah, he had The Rock spook, bitch ass.
He had to jump super high.
This
shit was hard.
That's hard, dog.
That's legendary.
I like Rock as a bad guy.
I do too. Bro, he a good bad guy.
Yeah, he a good one. I fuck with
him. He owns portion of the company now.
Yeah, I bet. I can only imagine.
Don't his daughter wrestle too?
His daughter, she's the GM of NXT now.
Bro, imagine selling out just arenas, nigga, all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, everywhere you go. And I'm talking about
everywhere you go.
They doing this month after month after month.
Getting chilly.
They doing
it weekly, Mondays and Fridays.
Yeah, like.
They got a Twitter show.
Monday and Friday is crazy.
Monday and Friday. And then when they do main events, they be there for like 6 days, 4 days.
Man, shout out my boy Dominic Mysterio. He's one of like the biggest stars in WWE. Man, we've been chopping that up a lot. I sent him a pro clip package. He told me
he got
me
his ass whooped this week by his dad.
He got his ass whooped by his dad. Rey Mysterio. And he was like, he's like, bro, when you ready, come out here to Florida, man. I'll get you some tickets. So we got to go out there,
bro,
Orlando.
Let's go out there.
They be in Orlando. Hey, bro, they do it every week.
I ain't never been. I want to go, man. Snoop Dogg, all this old ass out there. That is hilarious.
Yeah, Snoop came out there. There's a spectating.
Triple H nigga in a suit.
Lil Wayne performed.
Oh, how was the Lil Wayne shit, though? Because I seen him pop up. I'm like, ooh, this
was hard. I mean, he just did a walkout.
CM Punk came out this time.
He hosted.
That's just lit, bro. That storyline, and that should go back decades. And one thing about WWE, they'll keep a storyline going from 10, 20 years ago.
What happened with my nigga Sting? He said, fuck that shit.
Sting's on AEW now.
Oh, so he going wherever the chill
bro,
at.
Them niggas is old as fuck now. All them niggas from our era?
Yeah.
Hey, old. Like, I saw Shawn Michaels, how he looked. You saw that? He met the rappers. Who he just meet? Conway? Was it Conway? Griselda niggas? Shawn Michaels, because he looked old as hell, but Shawn Michaels was a nigga.
He runs all the Performance Center shit now, yeah.
Yeah, he looked
old. What was the shit, the Sweet Chin Music?
Yeah.
Sweet Chin Music.
They used to knock motherfuckers out. That shit was nuts.
We were talking about that on Sunday, like, nigga, he used to do that, and end the nigga, and then the match be over. But now, in a regular match, niggas be doing that shit like 7 times, huh?
Yeah.
Like, damn. Bro, it was more believable back then, though.
Dog, Logan Paul, homie, all of this shit is off of YouTube and vlogs.
And you know what he did? He made Prime the main energy hydration drink that they sell at the, because the kids love him and shit like that. Bad Bunny's a huge, huge part of WWE, too. He's hosted, he fights.
Yeah, I seen him when he first got in the ring. That shit crazy.
But that shit takes a lot of health and talent. Like, you gotta be like.
He also signed Cody Rhodes to Prime.
Cody Rhodes, and he got the NBA contract. But my whole thing is this shit stemmed from shooting vlogs on YouTube and shit.
And this is the thing.
Like, he was doing it in the backyard.
No, but this is the thing.
Nah, everywhere though. Just vlogging around.
There you go, Duno.
Yeah, yeah, my boy Dominic right there. I gotta be Team Dominic because he fuck with me. I love his dad, but
his crew's cold.
Judgment Day hard. Right now.
And
I like Rhea Riley. She cold.
And the dope thing about it is that she like cold. People understand that you gotta do more shit than just like how we do social media, YouTube and shit. Like we all do other shit to continue for like our platforms to grow and like personal growth. Like I don't gotta do stand up because I'm blessed with the YouTube shit, but you know there's gotta be more to everything. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And Logan Paul, bro, Prime is key. Bro, my nephew
Prime is blowing up.
My nephew thinks I'm the biggest star ever because I get Prime packages every month.
For real, that shit is in my refrigerator. Like, my that shit's good, though, it.
Too. I bro, it's it. Good. I fuck with it.
Yeah, my kids look a
prime
it.
Bro. Hard. The yeah, fuck?
They had hydration station in the corner of the ring at all times.
Talking about prime, is fuck KSI really gay? No, was that no, real? No. That wasn't real?
Nah, it's not real. Nah, KSI's not gay.
Okay.
Yeah, he almost lost it a couple times. He did some crazy vlogs, you know, but, you know, it's all good.
He did sign Speed 2 to Prime. I forgot that just happened.
Oh, that's hard. All it did, well, like you were saying, like you got to do so much shit, man. So,
bro, having that,
yeah. So this is
the biggest, this is the next biggest thing from a social media person next to Happy Dad, and this shit might be a little bigger. Sure. This shit might be bigger than Happy Dad.
This is bigger, way bigger than Happy Dad.
Happy Dad's pretty big, fool. Happy Dad's humongous.
I think Prime. They said Prime. Prime grossed like 1.2 billion this first year.
Bro, that shit.
Like some crazy
well,
numbers.
Prime is also bigger because of the UK shit, you know, because KSI is part owner of it, and he has that whole Europe on lock and shit like that. But you know, a fucking energy drink and a
I mean, bro, energy drink versus alcohol.
Is what I'm saying. It's more profitable.
Yeah,
I be thinking of ways to do shit all the time. Like,
man, I be thinking about fucking.
I be doing things. Bro, I've been thinking about.
Bro, I've been thinking about making my own seltzer. I looked it up. It's not hard. It's not too much. It's definitely a lot of legwork. But bro, there's this podcaster from the OC that I watch, and he has his own brand. They're Asian. I fuck with them. I've been seeing the shit on TikTok. Their shit is called Nectar, and they're like a seltzer. And bro, they be doing it.
I've seen that before.
Bro, their shit's on stores, and the way they promote that should be making me want to go buy that shit. And I'm like, that shit is lit.
Bro, if you think about it, it's always
Nectar.
Nectar hard seltzer. And they be going, doing the shit before. Where people try their samples like at 21 plus stores, like the alcohol stores. Uh-huh. And they be going, they booming, they in Hawaii and Costco and shit like that.
Shout out to Nectar.
No, bro, it's
shout
always the other
I need a package
things
Nectar
that be the most profitable for artists and different type of entities and stuff. It's not initially what they set their sights on, bro. It's always something, whether it's movies, whether it's endorsements, whatever the fuck it
oh,
is.
Oh, you know what I gotta... Oh, okay.
I was looking at these brothers. It was like five or six of them. They like homies. And they bought like a McDonald's and shit like that.
Then Starbucks.
Like, oh, you talking about the four black guys?
Yeah, and it was like, yeah, now they own like 20 Starbucks.
They just bought a Baskin Robbins.
And I'm like, dang. Nigga, why the fuck Ben and Jerry's. Ben and
Jerry's. Oh, shit, they bought a Ben and Jerry's?
They bought a Ben and Jerry's. McDonald's and... Yeah, like, I'm like, why the fuck we can't do shit like that? That's shit
the problem sure is, I want to do. We don't like putting our resources together.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about us. Fuck everybody else now. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about us in general.
Man, say, remember we were thinking about buying a Wii Shop?
Hey, you can that's do anything. You put your mind to it, brother. You can do it.
Oh, tell my mind
nigga,
is too.
Tell that nigga again, Spot.
You can do anything.
So let's do it right now.
You got to lead by example, too, fool. Yeah.
Shout out my boy.
Our Wingstop.
No, the shit that we talked about.
Lead by example?
Wingstop.
The sauce.
The daddy sauce.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Let's do that one.
Shout out to the McMorro fam.
That one is one too, though.
That's what I'm saying.
But we should do that.
That could be the first.
We should get together and start doing stuff like that, even though I know we, you know, let's just put it in the air. Let's speak it into existence, dog.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's make it something.
Let's do something.
Big shout out to Bootleg Kev and S-Dot for starting, you know what I'm saying? What up, though?
What up, though?
They pizza spot. That's fire, man.
What up, though?
They put their resources together.
Burbank,
they
start, right?
Yeah.
It's shout out Bootleg Kev because he's doing it.
On Burbank.
Number one got
Burbank.
A club in Arizona.
Oh, yeah. 11-11. He killing it.
That's the shit I said you would want to aspire to be. You feel me? It's sitting up here as a podcaster, interviewer.
You're going to be a business owner.
Entrepreneur. That's the shit you would aspire to be. You can't be, you know, inspired to be none of that other shit that's going to self-destruct. Self-destruction. You don't want to do that. You know what I mean? It's coming. But you know what I'm saying?
What's coming?
Destruction.
Destruction is coming.
Self-destruction. But... Yeah, man, you want to do other shit, you know what I'm saying, as being an entrepreneur and this shit. Like Duno said, like, these niggas doing everything, why not? You just got to try, too.
Just know what else you could try? Prize Picks.
Yeah.
Shout out to Prize Picks. Hit the link in the chat and use code FMW and get 100% deposit match for up to $100 for all first-time depositors. Chat, let us know what your picks are you got. Use code FMW and get 100% deposit match for up to $100 for all first-time depositors. FMW.
Shout out Prize Picks.
Shout out Prize Picks, man.
Shout out ID for being a weenie and never giving us picks. Thanks.
We got FMW, y'all. We going up. I went viral on TikTok, y'all. It's going crazy right now.
You talking shit, man.
It's a movie right now. They done been sending it to me. It's getting
man, fuck all that. What's up with you and WAP?
Oh, yeah. Okay, since we're here.
For who?
Hold up. Hold up.
Since we're here, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about what? Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about you and WAP. What's going on with you and WAP, man?
Nothing. Oh, I kind of like this shit a little better.
Let's talk about this smack. Let's talk about this.
Did he use back on things? Yes or no?
I don't got to use nobody. I let you use one of my cars, one of my houses.
Ooh.
I don't got to use nobody.
That is what he said.
He said
he let me use a car and a house.
He said he'll let
you use one of his cars and he'll let you use one of his houses, nigga, because he got four of them. So he
allegedly. Whatever's eight cars. He said about eight cars.
Eight cars. You could use one of his eight cars and one of his four houses.
I just feel like that's how you know I got up under that man's skin when you get to talking about all this, which you got eight cars and four spots. That just let me know truth in the detail. Everything I said was true.
Everything you said was true. Because why is he so offensive?
Why is he so offensive? You never been this offensive with me. I looked and replayed the tape. You was really...
He said, nigga, I don't got to use nobody.
I know, because you did it already.
He said, nigga, motion. They ain't got no motion. My real friends got motion.
And that's how you know he bullshit. We all emotion. If it weren't for us, it wouldn't even be you over there. You had 10, 15, 20 people watching.
That's what he said?
That's what he said.
Back what?
What's
your thoughts on that?
My thought is, when is his name coming down?
I don't give a fuck about that name. You got to ask T-Rail that. That's between him. They talk behind the scenes. So me, I really don't care if it come down or stay up. I really don't give a fuck. Like, you hear me? It don't stop my motion. It don't stop my bag. It don't stop my check. Leave that funky cock name up there. I don't give a fuck. For real. I really don't. That's what I don't care about.
Would you be willing to trade Magwell for Keem?
What do you mean?
Like,
Keem not from back on Fig, Mac one not either. So what you mean trade?
Wait, I thought you said
he's back. A higher up on your platform, that new one y'all just made.
Wait, you said Backwop was from you.
No, he's not. He's not back on Fig. Never was back on Fig. He just was coming, sitting in. That was it.
So then why did you guys get him a name?
You approved it.
I didn't get him a name. He did. Tether did. They, you know, it's a lot of shit that go on behind Fig Munity World and back on Fig that happens when nobody come talk to the higher up. I respect it and all. You feel me? I just let motherfuckers move the way they move. And you feel
he
me?
Just got his company card.
At the end of the day, truth in the detail, you'll find out. And I don't want to be like, damn, nigga told me. Nah, bitch.
Yeah.
Do you?
I like that.
So, I mean, as a higher up on back on Fig and here, is he welcome back on Monday?
More than welcome.
Okay, so it's good then.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. But I think people was getting confused thinking it was over.
Oh, no. It's just podcasting, man.
What you going to apologize and talk about
for nothing? It? I ain't doing no what's today, J. Cole. I ain't doing no
J. Cole.
I stand no business.
What you going to Apollo and talk about it?
What I want them to talk about what?
What you going to Apollo and talk about yours and Mac Wobb's?
I already made that announcement like a few weeks ago. I said I come on Apollo, but it just got to be me and Macwa. Leave your peoples at home and shit. I'm not
leave
cool.
Leave your peoples.
You like I
by peoples, do you mean his employees?
Yeah, they're not his employees. He's not paying them, so just leave. If it's just me and Macwa, because I was doing this, I was doing that with Macwa before anybody. Me and him was doing that.
Higher up, you want to have a conversation?
Yeah.
Without
the laugh factories up in there and all. All of
the one-on-one
sit-down. Yeah, I could go do that with him, but as far as everybody else, nah, y'all got that. Y'all got that. That's y'all's show. Do y'all thing, but I will go back if it's just me
leave
and
them back. Niggas at home. Okay, yeah, I think people want to see that, the one-on-one sit-down. That'll be dope.
Yeah, I'd do that with Matt.
But I do feel like you guys do need a mediator, because then it's just going to be a guy shouting.
I don't think we need a mediator, because me and him know how to talk to each other. Awesome, you heard it be? Just be him there? Oh, yeah, it's a movie.
Just let them keep talking.
Can't nobody gas him up. Can't nobody gas me up. He can ask me what he want to ask me, and I can ask him. And he gonna give me his serious adjusting on it. And I'm gonna give him mine. We ain't got nobody to pump it up. You feel me?
Yeah, I like that.
I like that. I watch that.
So basically, Tiny and Keem, fuck you. NTF, fuck you. That's what Smack's saying right
y'all
now.
Y'all stay at home.
Y'all stay ass at home.
Definitely don't need Keem up there. He's gonna gaslight some shit. He's gonna go crazy.
Keem need to worry about his show. He got with you in it, Terrell.
Whoa.
Message, nigga. Tell him again.
Message. Worry about y'all show. You know what I mean?
Do you feel like Keem, Terrell, and Pun have a good chemistry better than you and Terrell do?
Oh, do shit. I feel that Keem, Pun?
That's a crazy question.
And you say it again. Do I feel like Keem?
Damn, you balding.
Hey, I told you a while it dropped. You listen. You said, say that again.
Two more years, he's cutting that off. Go ahead, ask him.
Do you feel like Pun, T-Rail, and Keem have a better chemistry than you and T-Rail?
No.
He said no.
No.
Everybody got their own chemistry.
Everybody got their own shit.
If you wanted to ask that question right now, the question would be, do you feel like me, Keem, and Pun got a better chemistry than all of us together? That's the big question. Back on Fig ain't even the question.
Do I feel like it?
That's a plot twist.
It's a really good chemistry. Super good chemistry. Yeah. It's entertaining to watch.
Better than us.
I think we're a little more sloppier just because we've been doing it for so long. I think you guys are in the honeymoon stage of a podcast. Mm. I think there's a lot to get off. They're three very strong personalities. Me and AD, we're more like laughy. We're a little more vibes. You and Pun are very strong. So I feel like when you put three strong personalities and nobody's, who's the A mic there? Do you feel like it's you?
It's Pun.
We don't really have an A mic.
That's what I'm saying. Take the A mic position. Because right now.
We're talking about that.
Let me ask. Okay, if he's A, who's B and who's C? Who's third? Who should have the last opinion on there?
I'm B, Keem C. He doesn't have a clue. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. He just responded.
I mediate.
He A Mike.
I mediate these two niggas clashing every week.
Yeah, right.
So he's A Mike right now.
Also,
it could be next week. It could be Keem.
Yeah.
That's how crazy it is.
Oh yeah, no, I feel it. But right now he's C. Right now he's the last option.
We got to get him in the mode of you're an A Mike.
Right now he's.
But he don't want to.
Right now,
you're Kobe. Right now you're Kobe. He's Paul Gasol. That's with Lamar Odom.
I'm just making sure that I answer and I listen because these two niggas be going. So I listen so that I can let people learn about these niggas. And I'm also learning about King. I don't know King like that long to know all about him.
What's the percentage on emotion when it comes to what could go wrong?
Emotion?
Yeah.
I don't know. It be getting there sometimes. It be getting there.
Emotion?
Yeah.
With Keem, for sure, it gets there.
Oh, yeah. Keem like that.
It's there. It's opening up. It's all, I'm a poke the bear.
It's the first wound.
Yeah, and I like poke the bear. You feel me? And I like to just poke at it and I see what's going on. I like to just see, I say shit. I like to make up different shit and stand on it and give a firm face like I'm serious. You really don't even know if I'm serious or not. You feel me? Just because of my facial expression, the way I deliver it.
Would you consider it more of a serious podcast than you do Back on Fig? And that's no shade to Back on Fig, right?
A serious podcast? Yeah, that's a little bit more serious as far as just three of us going at it. And
super duper intellectual conversations.
It ain't super duper, but it's just
it definitely is.
Back and forth with each other about different shit. Back on Fig is more so.
It's more of a stream.
And you can't duplicate that. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't duplicate a person like Smack. Like I said, like his personality and it's just super.
No, I'm not comparing. Again, I'm not comparing them. What I'm saying is, they each play a different role in the podcast game.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm saying, but one of them is definitely more serious than the other.
That show is more serious than all of us.
For sure. It's definitely a serious show. But it's a mix of seriousness, personality, and strong personality. It's definitely a different take.
It's more in-depth and it's more personal.
Yeah.
Can we talk about actually our family shit,
the dad shit,
like you know what I mean, career shit, like it's more in depth.
And right now,
that's cool.
And we winging it. I only had topics. What is this? Our fifth show?
Shit, only that third. The third one was when you had topics.
Yeah, I had topics.
I feel like y'all don't need topics there.
But no. This ain't this.
Yeah.
The topic is like when I bring up you ever went to an abortion clinic. That's my topic. You know what I mean? Like, it's so.
Why the fuck is that a question?
That's a great.
It's a great question. And Pun, I didn't like your take on it. You should be there for the woman, Pun.
No.
K- Keem's a smart
Why
man.
Why do I want to go there?
And Keem's a piece of shit.
When do you want to be? Do you want to be at the?
I've done it before. I've been there.
No, when they look, when they're killing, when one of your family
members,
when somebody die in your family, do you want to be there when they embalming their body and everything for the funeral and all that? Do you want to see
I'm
all
not,
that?
I'm not saying
I don't want to be in a building, bro.
For wait in the lobby.
No, I don't want to be in the building. That's dark, my nigga. And I'm like, damn, I'm killing this baby.
Okay, you wanna be there? Pun. But that's a crazy way to look at it.
You're killing the baby,
I've
bro.
I've been in the building. I've waited in the waiting room.
How do you feel when she walked out?
I mean, I had to be there for it with my girl.
How did you feel when she walked out?
I was down to have the baby. That was her decision as a woman.
So how did you feel when she walked out?
I was like, fuck my feelings right now. This girl just had to go whatever she had to go through. I hugged the bitch for a very long time.
I
whatever she wanted to eat that day, I made it happen. I was poor, but I was like, what do you want to eat? Like, she didn't even want to eat. I make sure she ate.
Do you regret it?
So you felt bad as fuck.
Do you regret it?
I didn't feel bad because I was down to have the kid. I was like, fuck it, we gonna do it. Like, I was already working, but I wasn't working on shit. I was working at Pro Logo.
I'm grinding because I did that shit. I stayed in the parking lot. She hopped back in the whip. I'm like, you done fucking. It cooled off. Like, hey, we to the house.
Let's go, good.
After what?
After the abortion
clinic. The baby boys.
You been to the abortion clinic?
Yeah.
Did you wait in the lobby?
So how did that feel?
I went in there, yeah.
I went in there. Well, wait, what?
You went with your mama?
I was a minor, and my mama went with me. The girl got pregnant. I was probably like 16.
You was, I was your age.
You see this question?
Hear me out. Great conversation. Hold up, let's talk about it. Cause I was like 17, and we just decided like it is what it is. We gonna have to do this, right? We went to go do it, and I ain't gonna lie. That was the first time I talked to her pops.
Damn.
He hit me like, hey, boy, with the business too. They go tolo, motherfucker.
So what happened?
And he was just like, hey, I was like, hey, nice. My stupid ass was like, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, fuck.
And he's like, you waiting there? He's like, you gonna stay there? I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be here. Don't trip. Like, I'll make whatever. Whatever I gotta do, I'll just make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Sending your daughter to an abortion clinic is crazy.
And he was, no, not him. That was her decision. But what I'm saying is that he was like, you know, that fool was cool after. Like, he was like, he respected me for that. Like, I mean, I was with his daughter, fool. Like, I was in love, dick. So I was like, I'm going to sit there, whatever. You feel me?
Where's she at now?
What the fuck? Where's yours at now? Back in the abortion kit, they got that shit.
Damn. Did you hit again after?
That was my girl.
So you hit raw?
Like right after the clinic?
No, like the same
so
day.
So you waited a week?
No, not this. Bro, you know how fucked up that is, you dark motherfucker?
No.
Yo,
no, bro. Let's get to that.
Bro, let's get to that. You think I fucked the same day she had an abortion?
Not the same
That's
day.
That's dark.
Not the same day.
Might be a turtle.
Look. So, look. Hold on.
For who?
Might be a turtle.
Fucking animal, you piece of shit.
Hey, no, look. He waited a week. Even a week is crazy. So you get back in and you still got the things going through your head. Like, damn, I just took her to the clinic, dog. It's like,
let's kill my baby.
It's just like,
you
90
crackhead babies just
like,
fucking this.
So you just fucking.
You motherfuckers just sick in the head.
Shit, dog.
You got these crackhead babies.
You crackhead babies. You smoked out ass babies. You motherfucking residue babies. Y'all smoked out the game, man.
Who, me?
Y'all fucked up with society.
No. Your dad was a crackhead.
Not my mom.
I almost had another joke, but I'm going to say it on my life.
What was you going to say?
You was born while your dad was using crack?
My dad started.
Not this nigga. Then.
My dad.
Was he using crack while you were
having sex with your mom was conceived? They made you.
I think my dad started using, 1998. So, yeah, maybe I'm a crackhead.
Oh, you a crack baby?
Yeah, maybe his sperm had nutted. I mean.
Yeah, you're a crack baby.
Had crack in it?
Yeah, you're a crack baby.
Well, fuck it. I'm a crack baby. Hey, welcome to the team. No wonder we have a podcast together.
Welcome
crack
to the team.
Crack moments.
Crack moments.
Damn, that's crazy.
I ain't gonna lie, the first time
cracking us up.
He cracking us up. I was in love, so I stayed there with her. Make sure she was good, make her feel comfortable. Y'all some pieces of shit.
I'm saying, what was your first initial when she walked out the door? What was your like? After it was done.
There was nothing to say, bro. Like, if y'all have a real, it's like, if you got to think about it like this.
So you gave her a big hug for a long time.
Nah, hold up. Let me finish. Let me work.
You said that, though.
Hold up. Shut up, bitch. Let me work. What I'm saying is, like, initially, right, like, even in relationships, people have miscarriages. Like, you that's don't different. No, hold up. Let me talk about it. Let me talk about it. Because, yes, it's different in a sense to some. One is an action. One is happens just to be what happened, right? But at the moment, we was like, I was like, I was down. But then we had to think about all the future shit. Like, damn, is we ready? Like, I don't want to be no fucked up dad. I don't want to. And, you know, like, we didn't have no job, nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So
right.
We just decided not to do that. But I was, it's a similar situation. You have a miscarriage. Like, you not. And when it comes to the accident after, you not hitting right away after the miscarriage.
How long? How long?
I've never had a miscarriage, so I don't know. You guys never had one? So we getting personal.
How long after would you, though?
I don't know. I don't remember detail on how long after I hit.
How long after abortion? Like, how long you think? How long you think? You
it was probably first. It was probably like 3 weeks, maybe a month.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
I mean, bro, it's...
But I ain't asking no bitch can I fuck after no miscarriage or abortion. She
gotta, just leaving it.
She got to come fuck with me to let me know, all right, it's ready.
It's ready. What the fuck? It's ready. For you making it seem like you took the bitch to the mechanic, she got an oil change.
She can give head, but it's just like... I'm ready.
Bro, what's wrong with y'all, bro? Bro,
come on, bitch. Come on, give me that top.
Bro, get your emotion asses the fuck up out of here.
Top.
We can't bring the baby back. It's gone. Come on. Bring that mouth right here.
Bring that mouth.
Bring that mouth right here.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. This shit is disrespectful.
Bro, what the? Disrespectful. This is where you... See, this is why people be wondering why I hang out with y'all. Be like, they're from the 90s. I can't do nothing about this.
Like I said, that mouth still work.
Yeah.
He said, the baby's gone, but your mouth not.
Oh, my God. Y'all niggas funny, dog.
Wait. So you just dropped her off and waited in the parking lot?
Yeah.
And they took her home?
Mine was different. Right, we went, met up with her mama up there. Boom.
So your mom and her mom met up?
When we got there.
They was kids. They was young. Young.
I was young too.
So my mama, I went with my mama. We met up there. Boom. Like my mama, whole thing, she wanted to make sure that this was going on. And she did not get an abortion. My mama, they all was rooting. So my mama just wanted to make sure. So we went up in there. She came out. Okay, it's over. Boom. We got in the car. Took our bitch ass home. I ain't never talked to her since then.
Hey, let me ask you something, though. Because that raises a good question, though. So when you was young, you was raw dogging on purpose or did the condom break?
Yeah, I was raw dogging. I was bareback king.
You didn't know how to put the condom on.
No, I just didn't give a fuck about a condom. I'm in the streets. I'm thugging. I'm gangbagging.
At 16, you raw dogging?
I was raw dogging the fuck out of them bitches. Going crazy.
Should I help you today? Like, you learned, like...
Yeah, I learned today, for sure.
So you don't raw dog no more?
Nah.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't.
Shut the fuck up.
My wife here, but I'm not going raw dogging on any bitches, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, nigga, crazy.
Yeah, come on, bitch.
hey,
what if right now? Hold on.
Putting on a condom is crazy, though.
Hold on, hear me out. What if right now?
That shit is barbaric.
What if right now your girl get, she get pregnant? For hell too, she get pregnant right now. Your girls get pregnant, but they like, you know what? We done. We don't want no more kids.
Well, I can't speak for him, but for me, we keeping it. You can go on and beat it, scram. But I want my baby. I ain't got no kids.
What if she tell you no?
If she tell you no.
It's her body.
It's her body.
Knock her down.
Wait, what?
I'm going to knock her down.
Edit
if
that.
My baby gotta go, you gotta go.
Edit that.
Wait, no, hold on. Nah, it's a fucking joke, man. Goddamn. Now I'm like, Duno, goddamn, it's a fucking joke.
Well, okay, anyways, let's move on from you, bro.
No, but look, say she don't wanna have it. She don't wanna have it.
OJ Simpson.
She don't wanna have it. You get no more bareback.
That was the darkest joke ever, bro.
Alright, so.
What about you? Heather goes like, I'm good.
He don't want no more, he said.
Yeah, he don't.
But we're not talking about it. We're not talking about it. We're talking about they get pregnant on accident. He don't want no more. He getting old. I feel it. And Heather goes, and you're like, fuck it, you already pregnant. And she goes like, babe, let's hit the clinic. I'm through.
Yeah, we get to the clinic.
We to the clinic. What are you going to say?
But how long after you hitting?
I just told you. She got to let me know when it's ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Climb
you want to be sad, though? Like, you want to be sad? Like, if she just had, like, I don't want no more.
Nah, I don't want no more kids. I'm good. I'm cool.
On the opposite side,
if something happened because she wants some more kids, but I don't.
On the opposite side, if she wants to keep it, you wouldn't be mad, right?
I wouldn't be mad.
Okay.
I wouldn't be mad, but I'd be like, fuck!
Here we go again,
Here
huh?
Here we go again, man. You feel me? That shit tiring, nigga. You got to wake up and tell you the process.
Well, that's cool, man. That's
moody
growth.
And all the whole little shit.
That's growth, man, because you are keeping it. You said you down to keep it. What about you, though?
If I get a girl pregnant right now?
A random, like, you don't got no girlfriend.
Like a random, like a random?
You got a girlfriend, though? Because you had a girlfriend, like...
2 weeks ago. Like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, like,
3 weeks.
You be confused with us, bro.
Like, 3 weeks ago, you was...
Don't worry about me.
You was married.
Bro, we talk about it.
I'm chilling. No, right now. I'm just chilling right now.
So you broke up with her?
Ew, it's terrible. Wait, did I say I had a girl?
Yes.
I said that?
You be lying to us.
I don't remember you old motherfuckers.
You be lying to us.
Y'all got Alzheimer's and shit.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
You told us you had one for Valentine's for sure.
Valentine's Day. You had
that
a girl.
Was Heather.
Bro, you had one on Valentine's Day, dog.
I had a date on Valentine's?
You had a girlfriend.
I had a date. But am I talking to somebody right now? Yeah. If she were to get pregnant, and she's like, we haven't, I was like, yeah, fuck it, why not?
Yeah, fuck it,
my
why not?
My money good right now.
And what if she gets you a child support?
Don't say that out loud. Don't say that out loud.
So now she's going child support on you.
Don't say that out loud. Yeah. Don't say that out loud.
Wait, what if she gave me on child support?
Yeah.
You can't get me on child support if I'm a great dad.
No, what?
Shit. What the fuck? It ain't got nothing to do with you.
AD, relax.
I'm a great dad, the judge.
It's all on her, bro.
Hey, no. Give me the bank statements. Nobody went to great you is. Stupid.
Now, but if we're together, she wouldn't have to put me on child support if we're together.
If she leave me, y'all not together.
A bitch be dumb to leave me when I'm taking care of shit around this motherfucker.
You think so? That's how they are, bro.
So they leave you. So look,
she leave me.
She see your DMs. You doing some bullshit. You'll never think she leave you, but she pack up. She leave. Boom.
And then I get a letter the next day.
Week. You get the letter. Child support. Come to the office.
Boom.
It's gonna hurt you, bro. Hey, let me see them bank statements.
Yep.
We don't care about nothing.
I don't speak English.
They not going for that.
They got the chance.
Oh, you don't speak English? Oh, cool. Let me go investigate then.
Yeah, be careful with
Let me come to the house.
Be careful with who you get pregnant in today's time, bro.
They gonna come to your house, bro.
That's the best advice I can give
you. So the only bitch I'm getting pregnant is a bitch that done a crime with me. Bitch, you put me on child support, I'm snitching on
it. Yeah, nah, that's
she probably
crazy.
Be like, fuck it.
That's
bitches
crazy.
Is petty.
Nah. I'm very. I've had like not recently, but over that years, a girl that I've actually been with and dated and I was just like, oh, it's not time. And they were like, yeah, it's not time either. I was like,
so this child support shit, how does this work? So look, let's say
as
this.
Far as
let's
what
say,
aspect?
Let's just say, boom. Heather go through
Terrell. California's a mother
hold
state.
Up, hold up, better. Heather go through Terrell's phone. Boom. Find out he cheating or did some bullshit, right?
Yes.
He got, what, 4 kids by Heather, right?
Yes.
So that means So that means he got to pay child support for each kid or that child support just for everybody, all the kids?
Each kid.
Ooh, she going to hit your pockets, bitch.
Each kid.
That means your check from back on pay going down.
Huh?
Your check for the you get cut short.
I'm gonna get put on the LLC and we gonna take his name off. So now
we hiding fun.
Good call, brother. I gotta have a meeting with my mom tonight.
They definitely take that shit. If it's just Cub by himself in the company, they'll take that shit.
And you seen that one when old girl married him for his money, right? And then she divorced him. And then she thought she was
soccer player from Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, and all this shit was in his mom's name.
Bitch, you ain't having none of this. I'm a poor soccer player, bitch.
You better put that shit in your sister's name or something.
Nah, put it on my mom. Hell nah.
She take all that shit.
Because you gonna be out doing it. Yep. She gonna be partying.
Nah.
Be careful, man.
I'm gonna drop this mic, man. We gonna get up out of here, man. We gotta go somewhere else, man.
Man, I'm waiting on my mom, man. I'm trying to get her citizenship by next year. She could do
there
it up.
There you go.
That's your hard as fuck. But I gotta do it now before Trump come back in office.
Trump is not coming back. He ain't got a snowball chance. Shit.
Boy, Trump will be president.
He's not coming back.
Bro, he won California.
We are not coming back.
I think you want
Rico cases on there. California?
They love him.
He ain't coming back.
Hey, bro.
So when you think Trump will be back in office?
Next year, motherfucker.
How much you want to bet?
Give me 100. 500.
500.
500?
500.
Right now.
500.
That's a good 500.
Shit. 500.
79% California.
He won California.
He won the bluest state of blue state.
Don't mean shit. He ain't coming back.
79% California.
Oh, fuck. Hey, bitch, if you don't pay me, I'm finna hit T-Rail for that LLC. Shut
bro is out here smoking shit, no bro. Man. He gonna be president. Hey, we gonna get up out of here, though, man. Fake Unity World, man. Yeah, man, make sure you subscribe to the channel, man. Trying to get to 200 subs, man. Make sure y'all like this video. Comment down below one time. And yeah, man, back on Fig every Monday and Friday, 4 p.m., man. Community every Tuesday, Thursday.
2 p.m. now, the new you time. We got new time, man.
I like the 2 p.m.
Daytime only.
Yeah, 2 p.m., 2 p.m. Got to get in there early. Duno's World. Make sure y'all tap into everything about Duno's World. You know what I'm saying?
Go get some tickets from 8:34, like about 10 left.
Yeah, 10 left, 10 going left. Crazy. You know what I'm saying?
We out of here.
It's going crazy. We're going to be up out of here, man. See us next time, man. Make sure y'all watch everything on there, dude. We got the. Legends only freestyles.
Yeah,
we
make
got,
sure y'all deal with that.
Make sure y'all go tune into that, tap into that. Make sure y'all tapping in. We starving, tapping into that.
We starving.
We got these fools in the background. Membership only. We gonna have some shit popping.
Swag school.
Swag school. Yeah, it's going.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? Oh. Fig-Unity World is pop. Just let the record reflect.
Go crazy.
Okay? We going crazy, man. We up out of here. We gone.